Well, once again, lovely to have you with us for our daily devotional. I don't know what the weather's doing with you just as you're watching this, because this devotional was recorded a few days ago, hence the same shirt the last 4 days or so, and we're definitely going to be changing it and we'll have a different one for tomorrow. Need a wee rinse. But it's lovely to be with you all, and we're just enjoying this beautiful weather. And I'd just like to share with you one of the great gospel promises of the New Testament. One of the great promises of the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ uttered these tremendous words in Matthew 11 and verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Isn't that wonderful? Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give rest. You rest. I'm sure there are some that are watching on and you're burdened, you're heavy laden. It might be with guilt, it might be with shame, it might be with regret, it might be with fear, it might be with a sense of lack of self-worth, it might be the fear of death, it might be problems in your own circumstances. But there's a lovely verse in that old hymn, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. He bore the guilt of fear and shame, the guilt of sin upon the cross. The Bible says, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. So this verse is speaking to those who have got great burdens in life. The burden of guilt and the burden of sin. And Jesus Christ himself says, come unto me. Just as you are, come unto me. Come now, the Bible says. Let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The invitation to come is one of God's favourite invitations in Scripture. He loves to use this word come again and again and again. We see it in the Bible. Come unto me. All ye that labour and are heavy laden, there's no impoverishing with the Lord. He invites all people to come who are hungry and thirsty and guilty and burdened. And then he gives us a lovely promise. I will give you rest. And there's no peace and there's no rest until the Lord has his way. Place your life in his hands. Rest secure in his plans. Let the Lord have his way. Have you responded to this invitation in your life? You need to come to Christ, because the Bible says without Jesus Christ, without his salvation, without the shedding of his blood, there's no remission of sin. You'll miss heaven if you don't come to Christ. Come today, come now. You know, I used to visit a lovely lady in our locality. She was a really gentle woman, kind and gracious, but she was very, very ill. And she didn't come to our church, but she was a God-fearing woman. And I remember one time she was in hospital and I sat down beside her bed and we talked, and I just wasn't sure whether she'd really been born again or not. I didn't know much about her past. All I knew was that she was a kind and a gracious lady who wasn't well and was well on in years, and I was concerned about her. And I sat down beside her bed and we got talking, and I opened the Bible at this verse, called her by name and says, you know, here's a lovely invitation, and everybody loves to get invitations. It might be to a wedding of a family member, a son, a grandson, a nephew, a niece, a brother, a sister, a friend, a relative. It's lovely to get an invitation that we know that somebody's been thinking about us and they want us to be part of this great celebration. It might be an anniversary. It might be a dinner. It might be a social event. It's lovely to get an invitation. But whenever somebody sends us an invitation, it's only right and proper that we respond to it. And I says, here's one of the great invitations in the Word of God. Jesus Christ himself is the inviter. Those who labour and are heavy laden, those are the ones who are invited. And we need to come. And I ask her, can I challenge you today? Has there been a time in your life whenever you've responded to God's great invitation? And she smiled and she says, yes. Whenever I was a young girl, 17 or 18 years of age, I went to a Christian Endeavour meeting in our local church with some friends. And old Dr. Craig, the great moderator, the great preacher, came along all of those years ago. It must have been 65, 70 years before that. And he came along and he preached. He was just a young man. And he brought us to the cross and he told us about Christ. And then he invited us to come. And she says, just there, just then, as a young woman, I came to Christ. And that was a wonderful, wonderful thing. Right in her last days, months on earth, she was able to point back to that life-changing experience. That's all that matters. Whenever we approach the end of life's journey, we don't know when that will be. It might be near. It might be a few months or years down the line, but we know that 90 years from now, all of us will be in eternity. But what have you done with God's invitation? Will you come today, repent of your sin, and receive Christ? Turn and trust in this wonderful Saviour. Let me repeat the verse one last time. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God bless you. Get in touch with us if you're concerned about these things and you need prayer or you need help.